This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can he close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, you that exceptional American I'm talking about, I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show, so welcome aboard. Lots of things going on. And remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Big convention coming up. This is going to be October 5th and 6th down in Orange County, Irvine area, and at the Wyndham. Please go to our website, newcaliforniastate.com, and get the information there about signing up and becoming a part of New California. It's going to happen, the 51st state. We're very, very high on the idea. No, we're not about that. I just thought I'd throw that one out there. Anyway, like I said, a lot of things going on. The economy is exploding, as our jobs report indicates that we have reached a low. Jobless record low. Stocks record high. No, that's record high. I know, record, record. Get it? Okay, here we go. What is going on with this Kavanaugh business? There's nothing since last hour, so I'm not going to report it. That's it. A couple of things. A judge partially dismisses Ashley Judd's suit against Weinstein. Okay. New York, this is Mark Cuban cuts $10 million check to women's organization after Mavs probe. I like Mark Cuban. Excellent. Those women. You know how it is. It says, DNC Ellison accuser releases medical doc saying feared retribution. Oh. Here's one. This is this is something that's pretty interesting. Michael Moore says he'll move to Canada if new film leads to trouble. Okay. What does he mean by that? The slovenly one. Michael Moore. This is a guy who I really don't like. I mean, I detest the guy. You know, I like everybody, but not him. Because, he makes movies that are based upon known lies. I mean, he's just deliberately lies, and everybody's supposed to, give him some sort of a plaudits or something. I don't get that. This is the article. It turns in CTV News. That must be Canadian TV News. Michael Moore says he'll move to Canada if new film leads to trouble. Says, if things go awry for Michael Moore following the release of his latest politically charged documentary, the progressive provocateur says he has a plan to escape potential persecution. Persecution in the U.S. He's moving to Canada. It's a pronouncement so common among aggrieved American liberals. That's true. Listen, for all of you aggrieved American liberals, there is a choice. It's called Canada. Oh, you know what I mean? That one? You could start singing that tune. But Moore says he's serious about his plot to vacate the United States, and not only because of his long-standing affinity for Canada. For Moore, the prospect of becoming a political refugee seems starkly plausible under the leadership of Donald Trump, whom he portrays as a geopolitical threat in Fahrenheit 11-9. Set to hit the theaters. Oh, this is all scamming. Good riddance to the man, right? Good riddance. Sorry, we got to do a Studio 21 stretch. Man. And doing so more... anyway, I don't get it. So that's Michael Moore, the slovenly one. Slovenly. What is wrong with me today? Okay, here's another one. Lawmaker proposes bill to ban political talks in schools. I'm getting to the Ellison thing. Pennsylvania rep proposes bill to ban political talks in schools. Political talks, okay. Political toxicity. No, talking, freedom of speech, Freedom for academic expression, just a few little things like that. Right. So this article from CBS in Pennsylvania says it all. Schools are places of learning, reading, writing, and arithmetic. There are also places for debate and open dialogue, but talking politics and government in Pennsylvania, schools could be of the past. Politics.
If one Pennsylvania politician's plan goes through, that will be a thing of the past.
Eyewitness News reporter Greg Argos joins us now with more on the proposal that would ban politics in the classroom.
Yeah, UKHS, this possible proposal would apply to all public school classrooms from kindergarten through 12th grade here in Pennsylvania. It would ban political discussion on any current bill or topic that even includes talking about the politicians themselves. So is this a constitutional violation, or would it keep one-sided opinions out of schools?
Schools are places of learning.
Reading, writing, and arithmetic.
Of debate and open dialogue. But talking politics and government in PA schools could be a thing of the past if one lawmaker gets his way.
Seems like a violation of First Amendment to me.
Representative Will Tallman, a Republican from Adams County, sent a memo to all 203 members of the House Friday for his proposal for what he's dubbed the Teacher Code of Ethics.
What do you think that is?
I have no idea.
He's pitching a possible bill which would ban discussions in all kindergarten through 12th grade classrooms if those talks focus on pending legislation, executive orders, or court cases involving any level or branch of government.
It's stupid, and it's what tenure is meant to protect against.
Most people agreed with her.
I think our children got the right to know.
Kids have a lot of questions, and what are our teachers there for?
Others thought the proposal would prevent biased opinions from instructors with extreme ideas.
Teachers shouldn't be the ones to influence the students at any stage.
It's sort of the antithesis about what education is about.
And Drexel Politics professor Bill Rosenberg told me this idea is far-fetched and could be a disaster if ever implemented in Pennsylvania schools.
In education, you're supposed to present ideas, you're supposed to have discussions, you're supposed to have give and take.
He says if you're not pleased with opinions in class, simply speak up and have that passionate debate.
As an educator, required to bring out the important issues, have discussions, and let the people in the class make their own decisions.
Without it, we'd kind of be like mindless slugs.
Now, experts say this possible piece of legislation stands little chance of becoming law since the legislature's session ends November 30th, and this bill hasn't even been officially written or voted on, of course.
See, this is vote the repub out business. This idiot, he's basically saying we're going to take away all of your freedom of speech. All of your First Amendment, goodbye, kaput, goodbye, gone. And he's a Republican. Okay. Vote him out. Get this guy out of there. The fundamental is what he's trying to destroy. This William Tallman, a Republican from Adams County. You listen, when these guys step out of line, anybody, any politician who proposes something like this, he needs to lose his job. He's a Republican, vote him out. You know, Republicans can be totalitarians too. Right? Just ask the Bush family. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547. Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Pillow Possible. Years ago, when I invented my pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented my pillow. You can adjust my pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Trump tweets. Time for a Trump tweet. This just came out 2 hours ago. S&P 500 hits all-time high. Congratulations, USA. Next tweet. I want to know, where is the money for border security and the wall in this ridiculous spending bill? And where will it come from after the midterms? Dems are obstructing law enforcement and border security. Republicans must finally get tough. That's number two, 4 hours ago. Trump tweet alert. The thing that's lacking is we can't properly secure the border because of the Democrats' historic level of obstruction. Senator David Perdue of Georgia. He must have been quoted. I think that was who I heard this morning. I'm just saying. Says Donald J. Trump. Trump tweet alert. We can't secure the border because of the Democrats' historic level of... Okay, we already said that one. Oh, I know. Oh, here we go. We can't secure the border because, this is a quote, because of the Democrats' historic level of obstruction, the president fed up with this. The president's fed up with this. His agenda is working. The economy is growing at twice the rate it did under Obama. We've nominated and confirmed 68 federal judges, 26 Court of Appeals judges. It says, we protect the countries of the Middle East. They would not be safe for very long without us, and they continue to push for higher and higher oil prices. We will remember the OPEC monopoly must get prices down. He says monopoly. I wonder what he's thinking about, you know, Google, Facebook. But also remember our economy is getting better. Okay, that's another one. Another Trump tweet alert. Of course, he was in Carolinas, I believe. North Carolina says he just returned to the White House from the great states of North Carolina and South Carolina, where incredible work is being done on the ground on the ongoing fight against Hurricane Florence. Tremendous talent and spirit, he says. So that was last night. So now you're kind of brought up to speed on. The very, very obvious comment, thank goodness he does. And it says here, incredible job being done by FEMA, first responders, law enforcement, and all. Thank you, he says. All right, so he comes in by helo, looks like, at one point. This is always good for the president to be out and about like this. This is where he really shines, much more so than the other presidents, the other ones. The progressive ones that started to take this country in a completely different direction. So much for the Trump tweet alerts. Man, I can't. What's wrong with my tongue here today? I'm tongue tied. Trump tweet alerts. Trump tweet alerts. There you go. All right, I'm back to Breitbart. You know, the thing about Breitbart is it is Breitbart. I'm going to switch to guns now. Getting too close for action. California pension fund to hand over control to Chinese official on currency board. The pick of Ben Meng, an official at China's foreign exchange regulator, is likely to attract the ire of the Trump administration's China hawks. What do you think of that? Fresno B, California pays millions to keep illegal alien sex offenders from deportation. Things are starting to unravel, ladies and gentlemen. Oakland City Council passes abolish ICE resolution. Jerry Brown, unappointed Latina to make room for crony's wife on state board. Kamala Harris, Kavanaugh accuser, should not be bullied. Need to testify. Pot industry tries shaming society for still calling users stoners. It's our own Chris Streets writing there. Let's go to the first one here. Jerry Brown, unappointed Latina to make room for crony's wife on state board. This is the crap that goes on. Unelected officials appointing illegal foreign nationals to various offices, right? Non-citizens. That's Jerry Brown's legacy. What a monster he has been. Did I say that? Let me say it again. Says California Governor Jerry Brown has a pattern of appointing cronies, sometimes unqualified ones, to state boards, according to columnist Dan Walters of CalMatters. Now, Dan Walters is a former big heavyweight at the Sacramento Bee. Very much respected. Says Walters cites several examples, including a case in 2011 where Brown rescinded the appointment of a Latina woman, Isabella Barreras, by his predecessor, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, to make room for Natalie Berg, the wife of one of Brown's oldest and closest friends, the late San Francisco lobbyist and activist Peter Finnegan. I have some intimate memories of that particular one myself, just a full disclosure. It says that was not the last example of Brown's penchant for appointing close aides and personal friends to state positions, some prestigious and powerful, and others carrying hefty salaries. Now, this is really kind of an old article from, the behavior pattern coming forth like this, and Joel Pollack from Breitbart has written this, and I suspect I can't recall, but 4 or 5 years ago, this was really brought out as a big problem for the Brown administration, was his appointment of cronies and so on. Says one particularly egregious example was the appointment of choir director Juan Pedro Gaffney, choir director, to the State Workers' Compensation Board, or Appeals Board, which is usually made up of attorneys and experts who understand workplace disability law. Gaffney had been a classmate of Brown's in the 60s, long ago from St. Ignatius High School. Which, by the way, is a beautiful high school. I got nothing to say but fabulous things about Jerry Brown's former high school because I, administratively, we had dealings with it and have to go there and stuff. I had great people. I had some fabulous experiences there. So I say that about St. Ignatius High School and the students and the staff. It says, he adds, Brown has always portrayed himself as a transformative political figure, but in his second gubernatorial incarnation, he has adopted the traditional trappings of politics, including giving jobs to those of that are his closest friends. As Breitbart News noted in 2014, Brown had a pattern of appointing graduates of Yale Law School, his alma mater, to high judicial posts, even when they did not seem to have the experience to qualify. He will soon appoint a fourth appointee to the California State Supreme Court, meaning that he will have appointed a majority of the court's 7 judges, setting the direction of California's law and policy for many years to come. So you get that here on the West Coast, what's happening with Trump on the East Coast with the Supreme Court and the justices that are there and about to be. Isn't that interesting? Then there's the Brown-Trump feud. Pulling their hair out. Oh, Jerry doesn't have any to pull out. We'll be back.
Yeah! If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-324-4341. That's 800-324-4341. Again, 800-324-4341.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Years ago, when I invented my pillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented my pillow. You can adjust my pillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's all present at the Agenda 21 show.
Well, we're getting a report of a shooting. Multiple people killed in shooting at Maryland warehouse. Multiple people have been killed in a shooting at a business park in Aberdeen, Maryland. It says the attack occurred at a warehouse near the intersection of Sapeskia Road and Perriman Road, according to the Harford County Sheriff's Department. Mm-hmm. This is from Zero Hedge. It says the tenants, the business park's tenants are Rite Aid, Zenith, Freight Lines, True Air, and Clorox Company, and Maine's Paper and Food Services. It says here, this is now coming in from the Sheriff's Department. Media update, Sheriff. We'll brief the media on the shooting at 11:45 this morning, so we've got another 20 or so minutes before this is supposed to happen as a briefing. A church and a business park are near the area where the shooting was reported. It's not clear where the shooting took place. Deputies were dispatched to the area, located roughly 30 miles from Baltimore, shortly after 9 a.m. Eastern, so it was when the show went on the air. It says the Sheriff's Department is investigating a report of shots fired in the area of those roads, blah, 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 blah. We can confirm there was a shooting in the area. Sepestia Road and Perriman Road. Multiple victims. The situation is still fluid. Please avoid the area. Mm-hmm. So that's what we have going on right now. Just that was my little ditty from Zero Hedge. It flashed across the screen. But I wanted to get into something else that we're kind of following along here, and that's Project Veritas's videos about socialist GAO employees and other deep state actors and some of the things they're saying and doing. So this is from, again, Project Veritas by way of Zero Hedge, which we're big-time Zero Hedge folks. And this is, let's see if we got the video. We can get this one going.
Technically, everything I'm doing with ESA is stuff I'm not supposed to be doing for work. So, like...
What do you mean?
Like, it's explicitly prohibited. So, like, if they find out, I can get in trouble with this.
If you're an executive branch agency, you can slow-ball things to a degree that it's, like, ineffective, and maybe you get in trouble, and maybe, you know, you get fired, or you resign, or whatever, but, like, you slow them down for some period of time.
Like, I have a friend who works as a contractor for DOD, and he has a TS clearance, and he's very active.
I have informed them, I filed all the paperwork I needed to file.
Yeah.
I was purposely a little bit vague about what kind of organization it was.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's a community organization, we do this, we do that. I wasn't like, it's a socialist organization, and we want to, you know, destroy capitalism.
Project Veritas. Yeah. James O'Keefe, of course, you did this introduction yesterday.
I feel like I'm going to get James O'Keefe
here. I work for the Government Accountability Office. Technically, everything I'm doing with ESA is stuff I'm not supposed to be doing for work.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
It's a socialist organization, and we want to, you know, destroy capitalism.
Yeah.
The vast administrative state, departments, and agencies is filled with people who are not elected, who are not held accountable, who illegally resist, and who do so quite brazenly. Now, this cabal of deep state people is not just limited to the executive branch. It pervades all aspects of government, including government oversight agencies, like the Inspector General's office. Our investigation in Washington, D.C. took us deep inside this group, Democratic Socialists of America, where we met people with top secret security clearance, some self-described communists who abuse their positions in government and talk openly about overthrowing our capitalist system.
I am a government editor, right? So I work for the Government Accountability Office.
That is Natarajan Subramanian, an auditor for the Government Accountability Office. The GAO, as it's called, is supposed to be an independent, nonpartisan agency that investigates how the federal government spends taxpayer dollars. Subramanian is also an avowed communist and a committed member of DSA, the Democratic Socialists of America.
We're a bunch of just, like, communists, no prefix, and that's basically we have some folks who are, like, Trotsky, so much communists.
Subramanian admits that he is not alone, that there are many, many DSA socialist operatives working inside our federal government.
A number of DSA employees are federal, DSA like people are federal employees.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like not about capitalists, just because, like, it's the biggest employer here, right? So,
yeah.
Some of them are, like, full-time on political campaigns right now.
Yeah.
So, like, when those end, they're, like, kind of up in the air. There's some, like, legislators, some policy people. It's kind of all over the place.
People are from, like, various agencies, usually executive branch.
These people, these socialists, are not helping our government. They are actively subverting President Trump's policies.
Like, if you're an executive branch agency, you can slowball things to a degree that it's, like, ineffective, and maybe you get in trouble, and maybe, you know, you get fired or you resign or whatever, but, like, you slow them down for some period of time.
Slowballing. Slowing things down. Bill Marshall, Judicial Watch, tell us about this one.
Yep, inertia, James. It's all about hindering the incoming president's agenda by, in his words, slowballing. It's pervasive throughout the government. We've seen it in GAO. We've seen it at the State Department. We've seen it at DOJ.
So does the deep state extend beyond just the executive branch?
Absolutely. It's pervasive throughout the government. We see it at Judicial Watch, in virtually every agency that we deal with. And this is something that has to be addressed if we want a functioning democracy.
Subramanian admitted one DSA friend works for the Department of Defense and has top secret clearance.
Like, I have a friend who works as a contractor for DOD, and he has a TS clearance, and he's very active.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of DOD stuff does he do?
He works on Syria.
On Syria?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, counterintelligence?
No, it's more just, like, you know, warfare and stuff.
Okay.
He doesn't like it. He's trying to get out.
That's right. A card-carrying member of the Democratic Socialists of America is involved in Defense Department war planning. We believe this is just the tip of the iceberg. Listening to Subramanian should worry every Democratic American.
So when you're at work, can you do DSA stuff too? Like when you're actually in the office?
Ken is a weird question, right? I would get fired if they knew that I was, and I do.
Yeah.
I do it on my phone.
It's like, I'm in the clear. No one knows. I spent 6 hours yesterday doing social media for DSA.
Technically, everything I'm doing with DSA is stuff I'm not supposed to be doing for work. So, like...
What do you mean?
Like, it's explicitly prohibited. So, like, if they find out, I can get in trouble with this stuff.
So this guy, Subramanian, an auditor for the Government Accountability Office and self-described communist, is particularly brazen about all the various rules he's violating. Steve, tell us what's going on here.
Well, although the GAO is exempt from the Federal Hatch Act, it does have its own internal guidelines, including the Yellow Book and an ethics handbook that basically apply to GAO employees the same standards as the Hatch Act. That means no use of federal time to engage in partisan political activities.
As a GAO employee, Subramanian is required to fill out activity and financial disclosure forms annually.
We'll rejoin this in a minute.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-826-1132. That's 800-826-1132. Again, 800-826-1132.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're talking about the deep state in the third installment, if you will, from zero. It's not Zero Hedge, but it's Project Veritas, and they're talking here about what is going on with the deep state, if you will. And this has been something that we've been, of course, talking about for quite some time. Here on Agenda 21 Radio, this finally we get somebody who steps in and comes up with all the details about what is going on with the deep state, and it's our own James O'Keefe, who, you know, we've had on here many, many times. Well, we've featured him many times. He's been on this show about three times, and he came actually out here to Northern California to speak to all the tea parties, and that was quite some time ago. And he did a very, very good job. He's an excellent presenter, of course, about everything with the deep state. And now we're talking about the Government Accounting Agency, Department of DOD, and the interesting thing, he's got some deep staters talking plainly about who they are, what they are, and we're finding out there's a card-carrying communist engaged in this activity.
So this guy, Subramanian, an auditor for the Government Accountability Office and self-described communist, is particularly brazen about all the various rules he's violating. Steve, tell us what's going on here.
Well, although the GAO is exempt from the Federal Hatch Act, it does have its own internal guidelines, including the Yellow Book and an ethics handbook that basically apply to GAO employees the same standards as the Hatch Act. That means no use of federal time to engage in partisan political activity.
As a GAO employee, Submaranian is required to fill out activity and financial disclosure forms annually. He is supposed to declare outside income and any activities that might be considered conflicts of interest.
I have informed them. I filed all the paperwork I needed to file.
Yeah.
I was purposely a little bit vague about what kind of organization it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it's a community organization. We do this, we do that. I wasn't like, it's a socialist organization and we want to, you know, destroy capitalism.
The disclosure forms ask how much time is spent on the outside activities. Submaranian listed 0 to 10 hours per week for his, quote, social welfare organization, unquote.
How much do you think that you work for DSA, like, per week?
I work 10 hours. 10 to 20 hours. I don't know. It depends on the week.
Yeah.
But like, I was doing DSA stuff at work today.
So here we have not only using federal time and resources to engage in partisan political activity, we have somebody who's lying about it. And lying about it on an official government form could implicate 18 U.S.C. Section 1001, which is a very broad law that actually prohibits lying to the federal government.
And you know, let me get on my ass about it 3 years from now and actually realize what I've been doing. So
yeah.
I'm like, well, I've been filing these disclosures every year. Like,
yeah.
So these forms right here, these are the actual federal government ethics and financial disclosure forms that Nate Sumeranian lied about. He just masked the fact that he was doing all this Democratic Socialist of America work.
James, how did you get these forms? We can't even get these forms at Judicial Watch because GAO is not an executive branch agency. It's not subject to the Freedom of Information Act.
Funny you mention that. Nate Sumeranian, he actually just voluntarily gave us the forms. He just gave them to us because he knew that nothing would happen to him. He knew there'd be no accountability.
That's exactly why we need more transparency in the government, more exposure of forms just like these across the government, including at the GAO.
We heard a very similar story from State Department employee Stuart Carafa in part one of our series. It seems these guys all know they can get away with anything.
So, like, is there a specific law that says, like, that you would be violating if, like, that you're involved with DSA?
I don't think it would be violating GAO policy. I don't think it would be a federal statute.
Okay. Well, that's good.
It would be violable, because all the legal activities automatically at will.
Sumeranian keeps talking about how he's going to get fired, but he also kind of talks about how he's getting away with it. What do you make about this auditor of the Government Accountability Office?
He makes me madder than virtually anyone else I can imagine. He's gloating that he's not doing his job. He's gloating that he's not doing the job that the people hired him for. He's exactly the reason we need to fire the swamp. He is that example. The fact is, Congress needs to act. We need the Merit Act passed so a Sumeranian can be fired in an expedited manner. Congress can take that action. They need to do it now so we can get this kind of guy out of the government.
Sumeranian says his radical politics are an open secret at his government job.
Everyone in my office who's close to me now not only knows that I'm a socialist, knows that I'm an ESA. And I try not
to. They do know or they don't know?
They do know.
Okay.
A lot of people know. Management does not. You have to be strategic about things like that.
Yeah.
But like, a lot of my coworkers know, not my project team, but people that I've worked with in the past, people in my union know. You know, stuff like that.
And you're okay with it?
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're actually big fans.
Yeah.
You know.
DSA is a political organization that supports candidates for public office. Sumeranian says DSA's objective is to elect people they can control.
I would say we aim to endorse only people who are DSA.
Okay.
Sometimes we endorse people who are.
Yeah.
You know, like the national organization endorsed Bernie. Bernie's not technically a DSA member or whatever.
Yeah.
But like, it's very good to do that because you want to have a certain level of like discipline over candidate and over when they get elected. You want to be able to say, look, we made your campaign. We elected you. You have this.
Well, this actually proves the things that Chris Street and I have been talking about for years. It's just more evidence that espionage rings exist all throughout the deep state. And you can see, I hope people understand, because I get in this discussion all the time with my friends, that what we have here is a situation where there is, it is so thick, it is so thick within the deep state that... It's ubiquitous, the spying, the espionage, all this stuff. And then, of course, the plotting to overthrow the government by the things that they're doing, using government time and money to do it. And yet they feel that they're immune from any kind of action against them. See, this is lawlessness, guys. This is governmental lawlessness.
Sumeranian's priorities are clear. His work for the Democratic Socialists of America comes first.
I'm very good at slacking off on my job until I really need to not slack off on my job. And I'm very good at doing things in a very short period of time when I need to do that.
Yeah.
So, like, I'll just, like, a lot of it is just, like, I slack off, I'm doing DSA stuff.
You'll be doing what?
DSA stuff.
Yeah.
And straight up, like, I explicitly had the discussion with myself about do I care more about having this job or do I care more about, like, the movement. And I was like, obviously the movement.
What do you have doing tomorrow for your
well, I'm working from home, so I'm not really doing anything.
Do you actually like have to like work, or do you just like?
I have to work. Well, you know.
Like work.
I can. The thing about it is, I can log on and then just be like, I'm not gonna do anything for half an hour. I might respond to a couple of emails, but like, there's no one looking over my shoulder. So like, a lot of times what I'll do, and this is kind of what I'm doing right now, is like, I'll drink the night before, I telework, and then I'm like, if I'm like, you know, 15 minutes late to log on, no one checks.
Yeah.
And, you know, people aren't calling me.
That's been my attitude. It's like, I break rules every day. At any point, I could get fired for stuff that I do with DSA.
After we announced this investigation, DSA members wrote that we were doxing federal government workers. As always, our media critics decry our tactics rather than reporting what we exposed. What is worrisome is that the mainstream media enables a lack of transparency for those who govern us while doxing private citizens. The methods of undercover journalism have been around and celebrated for more than 100 years. We stand by our journalism and our methods. We stand by our reporting. And spare us the indignation over our ethics when the professionalism of journalism has abandoned its raison d'etre of truth to power, truth and transparency to those who govern. It's time for the reforms, for the executive and legislative branches to stop abdicating their responsibilities. Privacy does not belong to the federal government workers on the job. It belongs to the people. And what happens when deep state actors inside these agencies are targeting private citizens while on the job? Well, then a real constitutional crisis brews. Stay tuned.
Yeah. You know, James has done such a really good job here on this whole exposure of the deep state. And again, you know, I want to thank him because, you know, here we've been saying about this stuff here on Agenda 21 Radio for years now. This is the stuff that's been going on. And all of a sudden, he's got to it's very, very good. If you watch, we didn't put up hour two, but the second one, very telling as well. It's just really a fabulous expose of the attitude of these people. Here you have a guy who's deeply involved in the Communist Party, USA, and also the Socialist of America. And they are here to overthrow this country, and he's working inside the deep state as a deep state operator with full immunity to operate. That's what he's got. See, this is why you have lawlessness there. And we've been hearing about these stories. I know that there's been several people that we've had on this radio show that have talked about this phenomena, conservatives, if you will, conservatives in, in the government, who say they get persecuted. I talked to I've talked to two FBI agents, a third just recently, who are conservative in different offices. One's in, I'm not going to tell you, but the one that I liked the most was the intriguing one about still in the office of one of the FBI district offices in California. There's a picture of the president hanging on the wall still to this day. And that's the picture of President Barack Hussein Obama. That shows you how deep all this goes now, doesn't it? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also newcaliforniastate.com. New California State, the state of the future. Please go to our website at newcaliforniastate.com. We have clothes and all sorts of things to visit the store. And also, you can pick up the tickets you need to get to go to the movement, if you will. This is a real movement. The second constitutional convention for the New California State. It's going to be awesome. And like I said, we want to thank you for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And stay strong, America. We need our strength in unity at this point. Stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.